On today's MVP baseball podcast, we have a lot to talk about in the absence of us for the last couple weeks, which we will explain on the podcast. We talk about the sticky substance bullshit. We discuss the All-Star Phase 2 that is starting tomorrow, or today when this comes out, and much more. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. Hey, it's MVP Baseball. I'm your host, Zayden. Joined by Tatis Cockumentus. What is your name? Still that, anyway. Fucking Carson Mason. All right, what's first? What do you want to ask, Carson?
Join fucking.
Can we talk about Philly's bullpen and how it, like, blew back-to-back games?
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. All right, start with the sticky horse shit. Who wants to go first? Okay, someone go!
You're the host. You start first. Remember, you're the host?
No, I never start first. I barely even get to say what I want to say because you fucking spend the whole time yapping your fat face.
Well, no, you just scream over us like stop, like that to be exact.
But it's true because it's fucking deserved because you fucking cut people off.
When? Zayden.
Go ahead.
Carson.
Hey, does someone want to talk about the sticky shit or not?
Oh my god.
Okay.
One of you guys should talk about it.
Maybe we should just fucking restart this.
No, we're going now. This is a great start to this epic podcast.
It's almost 12. I don't think we want to waste any more time.
We're still going to be here for another 2 hours.
More than we've already wasted.
We're going an hour, all right? If we ever get started, holy shit. All right, so sticky bullshit. So they're cutting down on it. Garrett Cole had his little press conference where he's crying like a little baby.
Hold up.
How many runs did he give up today? Like six or something, right?
Yep, three home runs.
Yep, we know he's not winning Cy Young.
Devers' home run was 450 feet, 51 to be exact.
Hernandez
hit a first pitch homer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You guys didn't want to talk about it, so now you guys want to talk about it? Like, okay, can someone talk about it or not?
I'm gonna talk about it. You guys keep talking. So, like, can I go now?
Yes.
Okay. Our advanced stats guy, Mason. Sorry,
well,
I think
everyone,
a little bit.
Everyone in here is except for you, you casual bitch.
Well, no, I'm not Padres champion. Whatever his name is.
That little fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, I talked to him again, and it wasn't nice either. But let's not get into that.
Wait, you talked to him again?
Yeah, because of Paddock's excellent performance the other night.
The
D finally won a road.
Everyone give claps.
Did he start posting your shit on, did he post your shit on his story like a pussy?
This idiot, okay. Let me just make fun of Carson real quick. Carson said he would start posting again, and what he posts is a white box. Effing brilliant. It's just amazing.
And he still has yet to post.
Okay, back on top.
No. I was going to make a post, and it was supposed to say Garrett Cole without spider tack, and it was David Peterson in the picture.
You could put, like, a McDonald's worker, to be honest.
No, that's not original, like, at all.
Huh. Yeah, it'd be sad to use a picture of Mason.
Dick face. I'd be a better picture than
God damn it.
Okay. So Mason, our advanced stats guy. Mason, pull the stats. Just joking, don't pull the stats, but the last three starts for Cole, his spin rate's gone down by how many RPMs on average?
Like 200 or something.
Yeah. I wonder why it's gone down 200 RPMs the last three starts. So yeah. Then Trevor Bauer was making fun of Manfred. He spat in my Manfred's face. And, like, Manfred was like, okay, Bauer, I'll bend over for you. Am I wrong? Like, that's exactly what he did.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Bauer did more Bauer things, including sucking against bad teams.
He let Machado just fucking owns him, dude. Like, I mean, 2 home runs, if I'm correct.
If I remember correctly, on Twitter, Trevor Bauer said Happy Father's Day to Machado.
Didn't Tatis say Happy Father's Day to Bauer, too?
Well, yeah, but I don't even know at this point. I blocked out, like, the last couple days.
Oh, it's that weed cookie acting up again.
Well, no, I got sent to Guantanamo Bay. You know, that really bad place.
Quit it, you fucker. Talk about the fucking shit, you dick.
But, okay, y'all want to talk about Glass now? You know, like, his whole point, which he was absolutely correct about it.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Garrett Cole thing where he's whining like a little baby.
Yeah, like, Glass now actually had, like, a decent point, and he was respectful about it, and he didn't spit in anybody's face. Bauer. Cole. Guys, oh, I can't tell you strike what you mean
there. I mean, for Pete's sake. That's
what no, okay.
Cole said.
No, okay, so after, like, okay, so Cole's strikeout numbers went down, so I was like, oh, great, he's back to Pirates form, which is, like, pitch to contact Cole, so I was like, maybe he'll still be decent. Nope, not at all. Like, whatever, just throw it out the window. Effing brilliant performance by Cole tonight. Glasnow was absolutely right about what he said. What he sprained again was his UCL. Now he's out for, like, until, like, what? Near the end of the season?
Who?
Glasnow. Tall pitcher.
End of the season?
I forgot. I also blacked out there, too.
The one thing I agree with
Glass. Did I miss something, or is Tommy right?
He's out for the year, I think.
Was it Tommy John, or was it the, like, spray, like tear his UCL or something like that?
No, I know what happened. So, like, it's a partially tear, but it's one of those things where they're like, okay, we'll give him some time. We'll have him, like, do, like, throwing programs and, like, maybe slowly rehab, like, very slowly.
You mean Dylan Maples?
That's what I heard.
Fuck!
Maples has a minor injury. That's
so Mason, how do Alex
lose? Wait. Okay, but let's talk about more things about this. The whole thing with Scherzer. This was brilliant. Excellent performance by Scherzer. Who saw this game live? Because I was laughing. I laughed for the third time.
Typical NL East game.
Yeah. your average NL East game where Max Scherzer takes his pants off. Word on the street was that someone wants to pay Max Scherzer to take his pants off. I would pay too, to be honest.
Was it Jacob DeGrom that was in that too?
Did they check on DeGrom too before his start? Yeah. Against who was who it was?
It was on Monday against the Braves. They checked in.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go over what happened with Scherzer. They check at him like after the first inning. They check him like 2 innings later. Then, like, another 2 innings later, they check him, and Scherzer's so fed up, he takes off his pants, and, like, it's really weird. But the umpire's so like, okay, Scherzer, we don't need to see your thingy. Like, put your pants back on.
Well, Gerard's in, so, I mean, he had every...
Yeah, no wonder he got fired.
Yeah, he's going to get fired. I mean, he'd be doing better fired, than like,
fuck. Well, he's still a better manager than Boone.
Shit show over there in the Bronx.
Wait, then Kershaw was like, then Kershaw said that it was ridiculous how they checked on Scherzer, like kept checking on Scherzer. Then Joe Girardi was like, F you, Scherzer. Then he got ejected and was like, what? Then that's about it. Then, yeah, I don't have any more jokes. Anyone else want to talk about it?
I agree with Kershaw because he said, like, if the manager asks for another check and the umpires don't find anything, they should be punished. Like, the manager.
Should just be, like, shouldn't it, I think they should just, like, take away, what's it called, like, a challenge. Because would you consider that a challenge, really?
I would just consider it, like, blaming stuff because your team fucking sucks. What? So, yeah, you deserve to be on it. Mason just had, like, a little moment there.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, did the Stanley Cup Finals start already?
This podcast is fucking dead. Jesus Christ.
We're doing great, yeah, right? We had like 15 plays in the last episode. Calm down.
Wow. Okay. Anyone else want to talk about who got suspended today? Was it today or yesterday? It was from someone from the Mariners. Yeah, Santiago. Last time I heard a player named Santiago, he was on the 2002 Giants, and their team lost to the Angels. Oh, so, yeah.
Calm down.
Okay. I didn't watch that, so what happened with him? Like, they just checked on him, they threw him out?
Sticky, Santiago, fucking, they kicked him out, packaged his glove up, and he said it was sweat and fucking rosin.
Yeah, players are not using foreign substances is Jacob DeGrom, because he's just that good. His fatness, a.k.a. Kyle Hendricks. Wide, yeah. Like, what it makes any difference. You're wide, too, but we don't. Can we call you fat?
Well, you're one to talk, fat-ass.
I guess. Then Bartolo Colon. That's just because he's not playing baseball anymore. I think that's it for the foreign substances. Like, what else do we talk about now?
Guaranteed.
You're a cunt for calling out Rodon, you bitch.
Oh, you can talk about that.
What?
You can talk about that.
What do you mean I can talk about that? He's going to win the Cy Young. What do you want me to say?
You can talk about it.
Okay, next story. Next story. All right. Fuck, what are we starting with? Yankees suck.
Can we talk about, after this, can we talk about all-star voting? Because, like, I have my own rant about this.
Yeah, that's a fucking massive Jaime moment.
Yeah, imagine pre-Mason, Jaime was, a voter. That's the ballot you would get.
You would vote, as Drupal Cabrera for third base.
I would vote Christian Walker for first base. Hold up, folks. You need to get the call.
Overrated ass. Fucking
you always got to pull this fucking Call of Duty mic shit.
Talk, guys. Okay. Talk.
So, fuck. Yeah, all-star bullshit. Fuck.
Salvador Perez being, second in AL.
Was he second?
I thought he was first.
Yeah, he was first
because
people fucking
know
shit.
Let me check on the MLB thing because they posted it today. It was effing ridiculous, too. Okay, where is it at? They posted today or yesterday. I forgot what it was. Yeah, I can't find it. Man, wow. And meanwhile, you guys want to talk about Pride Month?
Dude!
I'm dealing with this shit.
What?
Okay, so, dude, why do you need to find the post? Shouldn't you know it?
No, I looked at it for, 3 seconds, I just stopped paying attention to it. Okay, MLB.com, here are the ballot finalists. Okay, let's just go over it. First, those are the five highest, actually, wrong one. Okay, DH for the American League, Shohei Ohtani, okay, JD Martinez, yep, and Jordan Alvarez. So DH is actually good because there's so little DHs because it's only there's 15 DHs in the American League and five of them are like actually good or somewhat decent. Okay, after that it just goes downhill from there. I think you would all agree with that. Salvador Perez, first place. Martin Maldonado is second.
Yeah, that's bad.
And Grandal is third.
I think it should go Grandal, Perez, and Zunino.
Yeah, it's, okay. Carson brought this up when they were the second week of All-Star voting. Suzuki was fourth in the AL. You know how bad that is?
Yeah. He doesn't even attempt to frame a baseball. He just lets it sink out of his glove.
Okay, National League. Okay, for the National League catcher, I'll try doing this quick right here. So, Buster Posey was first, second, Yadier Molina, and third was Contreras.
Molina is not. Molina should not be anywhere near.
Molina's playing like offense, and his fielding has declined since he was actually good. Yeah.
Wilson,
he's an average defender.
Wilson Contreras has a better framing. Molina's framing is like -1.1.
Isn't Molina like he's like barely an average defender now? You know, he's just so
he's
old.
Below
average. How's Posey's framing?
Wow, I don't know. Next.
You guys, come on.
I don't know.
I'll
look at it.
You guys don't know?
I'm actually curious to where Carson Kelly finished at, because Carson Kelly had like that one good month and just got injured like the rest of the whole team. Okay, while Carson's getting the stats, first base for AL was Guerrero. Guerrero Jr.
You are a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of here.
Guerrero, Gurriel was second, and Abreu was third. Hold up, let me laugh real quick.
Buster Posey has a...
God damn it.
Buster Posey has 8 framing percentage in 2021.
What's considered good?
I don't know.
So that's fucking good, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Above average. It's not like a league.
Okay. And Abreu was third for AL in the first baseman voting.
Yeah, it should have been a
Matt
hold up. Hold up. Let me laugh real quick.
Is that you? Back?
Yeah, that's me too. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Who was the other finalist other than Guerrero and Abreu?
Gurriel?
Yeah, he's been good.
Yeah, Gurriel's been good for effing old man. For the NL, it was Matt Muncy, Freeman, and Rizzo. Okay, that's good. That's good. Sure if I'm missing anybody.
Is there even another fucking first baseman that's good?
Any other first baseman in the NL but Walker? Yeah.
I don't even know. You mean just like, do they have to be like elite or can they be good?
Hasn't Alonzo been good?
Fuck.
He has like 100.
I'm thinking about elite first basemen this year.
Olsen got snubs. Hardcore.
Not in the
so.
Fucking fuck. AL, Heim. You said the NL.
I'm trying to... I'm trying... Pujols? Don't forget Pujols.
Jesus. I'm really trying to... What?
There's been above average first basemen, but not necessarily like lights out, like that blow your socks off elite.
Draftneck Mark said Hosmer was elite, even though he has like his OPS plus is no, his OPS is like 650, but whatever.
I'm just saying we're shitting on Abreu, even though him and Rizzo have been equally not as good. Like, I mean, Rizzo's
Rizzo will be fine. It happens. Every player goes through slumps.
Huh?
Rizzo's a
What the fuck? So Abreu won't be? What the fuck are you talking about?
He'll be fine too.
Rizzo's actually a decent like hitter, and he can actually field.
I mean, their war is like the same. So.
Yeah, I don't care. second base for the AL.
That just doesn't fit your agenda. So yeah, you don't.
Yeah, I'm like certain news sites. Okay. American League, first was Simeon. He deserves it. Second is Altuve. In my opinion, Altuve should be first, actually. In my opinion. And third, hold up. Third is LeMahieu. Hold up, guys. Let me laugh real quick again.
God damn it.
Okay, I'm done. Weeks ago. But last time I checked, LeMahieu's WAR in the American League, mind you, he's like 80th, like in WAR.
You did.
Stop playing NHL, you two. Come on, let's recording an episode,
help,
guys.
What
the fuck? So what? Like, okay, Carson, since they're busy doing things, what do you think about LeMahieu being third?
We're the ones that are talking.
If LeMahieu, if LeMahieu is third in second base voting, then like Francisco Lindor should just be third in shortstop voting. Like that just makes no sense to me.
Bro, a second base in the NL is even worse. Gavin Lux is third.
Yeah, okay, okay, okay.
He's got like a 660 something OPS.
Yeah, I asked Braves Complex, like, how's he been this year? He just says, he sent me the clip from Mad Max where the guy says, mediocre. That one right there. So, yeah, it really goes into perspective how great these players are. Okay.
The overhyped prospect.
You want to talk about overhyped? You see Luis Robert. Okay.
Go fuck yourself, dude.
Christ, you'll be fine.
How
okay.
Can you say that, you prick?
Okay. Shortstops for American League, Bogarts, Bichette, and Correa. Okay, guys.
I don't think I have any complaints, but I haven't really dug into it too much.
Correa isn't Bichette, how is Bichette over Correa? I think
Correa has been like the second best hitter in the league this year.
Yeah, Correa's
yeah, he's good.
Hasn't been from what I've heard. I'm not sure if it was when Bichette was at third or short, but he's an effing terrible defender.
He's at shortstop. Semien's at second.
Want to talk about terrible defenders? Ketel Marte has a negative 11 DRS.
Yeah, he's playing like broken bones at this point. Like let him be.
No, here's maybe the thing. Urinating Tree even pointed out like that's a stupid move by the D-backs. He said like, why the fuck is Ketel Marte in center field? He's an infielder.
Yeah, that's a Mets move
like
right there.
Mets moment right there.
Exactly. National League shortstops.
Cocksucker.
First is Tatis. Second is Baez. Y'all keep talking or? Okay, first is Tatis, second was Baez, and third was Crawford. Any, like, objections?
Wait, who was it?
Tatis, Baez, and Crawford.
Yeah, Tatis shouldn't be in the All-Star game.
I mean, his offense is pretty good, but effing a terrible defender. Like, he's like...
His offense is so good, outweighs his defense, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
Suzuki!
Mason, why do you say it like that?
He was in all alone.
I guess. Third baseman, Devers, Bregman, and Moncada. Okay, this is good, but I think Moncada should have been over Bregman.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, third base was Bryant, Arenado, and Turner. This is good, too. Like, no, any objections?
Turner or Arenado.
Yeah. Cardinals hater. Well, I hate the Cardinals, too, so.
He's literally been fucking stupid.
Okay, so what the...
Hi me. Who were the first basemen again? Who were the first basemen?
It was. Let me go back to it again.
In-out.
And NL was Muncy, Freeman, and Rizzo.
Muncy, Freeman.
Hasn't Freeman not been doing that?
Back to what you were saying. Goldschmidt
would have been third, but Goldschmidt's fell off a cliff. Maybe he's just gotten old at this point, I guess. Okay, this one everyone was talking about was the outfielders. Okay.
Oh, damn it.
Everyone was talking about this right here. Okay, there's nine. Okay, for the American League, it's Trout, Judge, Buxton, Brantley, Garcia, Hernandez from Toronto.
Wait, Garcia who? Adolis?
Yeah.
T.O. Scar. Cedric Mullins, Alex Verdugo, and Grichuk from Toronto. So people were saying like
dick jokes.
I heard everyone, I think it was MLB Zone, that was complaining about this like crazy. I think it was because how low
fucking dick.
Last time I checked, are y'all gonna talk about this or no?
Yeah, keep going. I'm fucking
was Canna not listed?
Mark Canna, no.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. Like, I haven't been paying attention to the Blue Jays because they've been dead, except for Guerrero. But, like, has Grichuk even been that, like, great?
I thought he's been, like, average or something.
They have a whole fucking country.
I think he's actually doing pretty good.
But how is Cedric Mullins seventh, though? Like, what? Like, let's not even get into it. Okay, National League.
It's because he's not on a good team, so they don't.
What about Trout? Right, he should be an All Star. He won't play.
Yeah, he is. But like he's injured though. So.
What the fuck?
What?
Nothing.
Okay, National League. Acuna.
What the fuck? I said pass.
Acuna. Castellanos, I did it. I finally did it, guys. Jesse Winky.
Wanker.
Betts. Okay, here's where it gets good.
God damn it.
Chris Taylor at fifth. Jesus Christ.
He's doing good, retard.
Yeah, but he's a Dodgers player. Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, Jock Peterson. I would laugh, but someone's here right now. And Mike is trying to
get prick of him ever since he came off the IL. He's been stupid bitch.
Well, of course, he's a Cubs player, so he's been biased. Well, except for like Addison Russell and Alberto Amora.
You know, he's had like a fucking 50% hard hit rate ever since.
Yeah,
he came
the Cubs
off
can
IL.
Take Alberto Amora. Dude, fucking sucks.
Okay. Anyone have any like big fleet like snubs? Who was it from the Pirates? Is it Reynolds? He got snubbed like big time.
Yeah.
Anyone have any big snubs? Olsen.
Dude,
Zanino.
Are you fucking kidding me? You gotta be fucking. Okay, go ahead.
I asked you guys a question. Like, you guys think there's like any big snubs?
Olsen, Zanino, Reynolds.
Yeah.
Who else?
I said those two. I already said those two.
Yeah, I know. I'm already fucking. Quit going in a circle, asshole. You're pissing me off.
Okay, guys, go ahead.
Canna? Marcana? Marcana.
Yeah. That's about it, but it's just like. Now, the results aren't too bad except for a couple of the categories, but if you looked at the full thing. Like, from, like, the top 10 in each, it was so, like, it was disgusting. Like, what was, like, other than the Suzuki one, which one do you see, Carson? That was, like, really bad.
DJ Lynn.
Yeah, I know, but, like other than those, other than the actual results, what other bad ones do you see?
I think I saw, like, JD Davis at 8. For like the whole thing.
Yeah, effing brilliant. It's All Star voting is a popularity contest. That's all.
Well,
ever will
see,
be.
I mean, you want to know what the issue is? 70% of the voters are a bunch of Padres champions. So.
That's true. They look at batting average, and they probably
you
think that
like,
on base. What do you mean? What Carson?
You mean like
what?
90? You mean like 90% of the voters? Like not even that? Maybe 100.
Well, no, because there's actually smart voters out there. But too bad that the majority of them are not very smart, like me.
Yeah.
At least you admitted it.
Yeah, I know. That's about it for All-Star voting. It's a joke. It's a joke. We all know this.
I mean, it fits the fucking league and the commissioner. Piece of shit.
And Bauer. And Cole. And Padres fans. Okay.
Padres champion.
Yeah. What are we talking about now, guys? The D-backs sucking again?
Okay, I got something. Well, I'll say it here in a minute. Let's go. I wanted to talk about the Yankees being shit, honestly.
Okay. I think someone in the group chat predicted this when they were like really bad beginning of the season. Someone said that in the group chat that they would go on like a big win streak and start losing again.
Someone said that?
Yeah, then they went on a losing streak.
They swept
not that
us
making fun of the White
Sox. Fucking won some more games too, you fucker.
No, I'm not shitting on the White Sox or anything. That's like impressive. But then they got swept by all these like bad teams.
The Cardinals are the same thing.
I mean, what can you say?
Mason, you want to make any more jokes about the Cardinals losing to the Pirates? I'm like, no.
Yeah, we're talking about the Yankees right now. You're gonna give them a chance later, right?
Okay, well, we'll make fun of the Cardinals later. I want to join in too.
Dude, I'm fucking done!
Did Tim Anderson mess up another ground ball again?
Go to hell. He's actually an above average defender now, so fuck off.
Took him long enough.
Find a new slant, bitch.
Can we just talk about the Yankees and get this shit over with?
Yeah, they yeah, let's talk. Right? That's enough of them. Next team. Okay.
Okay, how about we go more? Let's go more in depth. Okay, Carson, like describe the who's struggling on the Yankees. Everyone.
DJ LeMahieu, Gleyber Gay Shit Torres.
I think that.
All right, cut that out. I'd like to apologize for that.
You didn't Gleyber even Torres. Fucking mean to say. All right, you meant to say Gay Shit. All right, that's what we're gonna play it off as.
Miguel featured D-backs and Andujar has been sucking.
Yeah, they're gonna ship Marte off to the Yankees for him.
But let's not forget about the GOAT himself, Kyle Higashioka, who drops bombs.
Dude.
Hey, I could have said.
Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman is inconsistent.
Then like Stan was doing good like 3 weeks ago he's doing really good and then you know he's returned back to Marlins form MVP form.
I have a thing that I think happened. I think that like the Mets and Yankees over the offseason like they swapped like teams because like one team is shit and the other is good. Like I don't know what happened.
Maybe like
not that this will have to keep up the whole season, but like.
Well, I always want the Red Sox to lose because that Virgin Alec just keeps bragging about it on Instagram. What?
Did you all die?
Oh, Carson, what the fuck are
you? Who, Alec?
Yeah, Virgin. Virgin.
These kids got diabetes.
I guess.
Fuck. Oh my god, dude.
That's okay, are we going to keep talking or no? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, what do you
want to
talk about, fucker? Yankees suck.
Okay.
What do you want me to say? That whole fucking team is dog shit.
Okay, what's the next topic?
I don't fucking know. Phillies bullpen. Wander Franco, you fucker.
Okay, Wander Franco got debut, so congrats to him. Number one prospect in baseball. He actually showed up his first game, too. So, he's the anti-Tatis, because he's not getting as much hype as Tatis did.
He's going to be better than Tatis. Oh, wait, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, yeah, but one reason is because he can actually, you know, like, field the ball, and, you know, he can actually hit for contact.
Fuck.
Okay, next story. Tatis hits 3 home runs against a terrible team. Tatis hits 3 home runs against a terrible team. What else do I need to say?
The Astros are fucking amazing.
Well, yeah, but they cheated back like 5 years ago.
I mean,
What? You gonna talk?
You bastard!
What? Are you gonna talk or no? Like, what's going on?
Cunt.
Shit!
What the fuck?
This should be a YouTube video. Gay lovers play MLB the Show.
What are you doing?
Oh, here's a fun fact for you, MLB the Show fans. Grandal is so slow that you can overthrow the ball over the first baseman's head. And David Peralta's weak arm can still throw him out at first.
All right, I got
David Peralta would have made it like a TikTok after his team got walked off on
the game. Hey, I got breaking news.
What?
I had a text from a source.
Dude, fuck off with your source bullshit.
That said Eduardo Escobar is on his way to Chicago. He'll be playing in Tuesday's game against the Portland. Text from a source, you heard it from here.
Who's your source?
That is confidential.
Let me guess. Is this some Chicago Sun-Times?
He will be playing
or from NBC Sports.
He's playing Tuesday night.
Okay, let's just bring this up real quick. Why they get Escobar? He's the Joey Gallo of third basemans, but except he can't field.
Well, they haven't officially gotten Escobar yet, but I've broken the news, so yeah, they've got Escobar.
Yeah, you probably got it from like a Chicago source, like a newspaper source.
I'm my own reporter.
Yeah, your failing career. Okay, why they get Escobar? Frazier's still in the market, guys. Like,
he's still, excuse me. Well, because the White Sox are fucking, they don't want to do anything. They want to take the easy way out. That's what they do.
Will the Pirates really ask that much for Frazier, though? That's a thing.
I'd give him,
Michael Kopech.
I mean, Escobar's an upgrade over fucking Danny Mendick. Don't get me wrong.
Mendick? Wow.
Cunt. And Escobar actually hits Homer.
I feel sorry for Danny Mendick that I had to be given such a bad last name.
I mean, your name is censored. Can't say it because I don't need someone to die because I dox them again.
Dude.
Again?
Another news. Let's see. D-backs got their first road win.
I mean.
What?
How many fucking homers does Escobar have?
Like 17, I think? I forgot.
Which, I mean, we can't even fucking hit homers, so.
Well, I mean, like he has a lot of home runs and RBIs, but, well, then again, RBIs is an overrated stat.
Yeah, but if he hits homers, we have fuckers like Grandal and Moncada who can get on base.
The thing is, he struggles at getting on base. That's exactly. Like his only issue.
He can hit a homer every now and again.
But the White Sox probably actually have like the White Sox probably have decent hitting coaches, so they'll probably teach them how to get a .310 on base percentage.
I mean, we're gonna trade fucking no one else. We'll trade Elijah Tatis, and he'll become, you know.
Should trade for Bobby Witt Jr. How about that? No, okay.
They should trade Zach Collins for James McCann.
Dude, Zach Collins is fucking all right against fucking. He gets used wrong, first of all.
Well, okay. First of all, wasn't Escobar a former White Sox too? Then they shipped him off to the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Then he became decent. Then he went to the D-backs. He had like one good season with the D-backs. Then just fell off a cliff again.
I mean, it's not like he's average right now, right? He's like basically average.
His OPS plus right now is 111.
And his WRC plus is 111 too.
I like how this guy's like praising Escobar, being like, "Oh yes, this guy is great." Meanwhile, he was calling him garbage about a week ago.
Let's see. He has a 111 WRC plus.
Yeah, just ignore what I said.
What dick? He's on pace for a 3 fucking WAR, right? That's not better than what fucking Mendick.
Well, how much are they? How much are they giving up? Like, what do you think they're gonna give up?
I don't know. Probably some shitty low level prospect and money, hopefully international. Slot deck
prospects.
Something.
Can we just talk about like Blake Snell just like sucking again, or like continuing to suck? Absolutely terrible this year. I know this is a running joke with me and Carson. So, Carson, who do you think won the Snell trade?
The Rays.
Yeah, obviously. Like, does anyone know what happened to him? Like anyone get like an in-depth analysis?
Imagine Blake Snell as like a reliever. He'd be like fucking Mariano Rivera because he can only pitch like one inning till he implodes.
I think it was MLB Nerds made a post about him recently, explaining his struggles. While y'all talk about that, let me just look for that post. Mason, do you think he'll bounce back? Yes or no? Yeah, it was fact check. Yeah. Mason, we'll I got a question. Will Blake Snell bounce back? If he will, how will he?
Maybe if he becomes a long reliever.
Wow! Imagine trading like good prospects for a reliever, a glorified reliever, actually. not even glorified reliever. Actually, the correct term would be glorified starter.
Failed yeah. starter.
Yeah, technically you're right. Next news.
Cubs no hit the Dodgers.
Well, actually, yeah. Let's just talk about the no hitter, then Jason Hayward's foul home run. this was good. Just like Mason, do your in-depth analysis.
Which one?
Both.
Oh, Cubs don't hit the Dodgers, so fuck them. I guess they got their revenge, though.
Well, Kershaw got his revenge today, too. So.
Shit!
So. Fucking. The relievers didn't know there was a no hitter going on, but they still didn't know how I hit for three fucking innings, so.
Wow, it sounds like the reliever did their job regardless of the situation. Wow, I wish the D-backs had those relievers.
God damn it. I feel like D-backs relievers do better when they're getting blown out instead of when they actually need them to perform well.
I feel like D-backs relievers get good when they leave Arizona, just like Philly's bullpen players. Well, except like for Archie Andrew Bradley. Jason. Yeah, and Archie Bradley and Jake Dykeman.
Blew a game on Friday, even though the Phillies won.
Yeah. He told us.
But the MLB replay system is a goddamn joke. So Hayward, he was having a good-ass game. He had three hits that game. That was his first three-hit game of the year.
Took him long enough.
Yeah, no shit, Jaime.
Yeah, imagine paying someone like $25 million per year to like play like that.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, fucker. Acting like he's the only one.
Okay, Bumgarner. Let's make fun of Bumgarner in like 10 minutes. Hold up.
All right, stop. Let's keep this. The train is off the tracks. Let's try and...
But it was fair. Clearly, you could see in the replay, but, you know, you can't... Fox... has very shitty camera angles, so you have to zoom in almost all the way just to be able to see the ball blurry. So one thing, fuck you, Fox, for not having good camera angles. Like,
it's not even Fox on that. Like, okay. The announcer himself said, "Yeah, I can't see the like you can't see the ball." Like,
yeah, they were like, it disappeared behind the pole. So, what the fuck does that tell you?
Okay, you keep talking. They pulled the tweet that, like, Cubs Legion posted from the, like, what was it, like, the Cubbies win or something like that?
Hmm?
Yeah, it was from Russell Dorsey. Do you know who that is, Mason?
Yeah,
so this is a tweet. I saw it from Cubs Legion, probably one of the only good Cubs Legion posts. pull report hurry from up. Third baseman. Are you still talking, or, like, what? Like,
I
what
said hurry doing? Up.
Hurry up!
Okay, pull report from third base umpire Deji Kill Yourself Rayburn on Jason Hayward's overturn home run. Originally, I had thoughts the ball I had thought the ball went around the pole. I had doubts on the original call, so I wanted to get together with the crew, and based on the information they gave me, I wanted to change it. Okay. I thought. Has anyone ever seen?
Yeah, let's listen to the people that had the worst view.
Is it Cubbies Win or was it Cubs Legion that said that? Like they said the exact same thing.
Who the fuck is Cubbies Win?
It was some. It's some Instagram page. Let me look it up.
They said what?
What?
That said what? I'll be saying
what.
I said what?
What?
Go fuck yourself.
Oh, Cubby Report.
Yeah,
Cubby Report. That's exactly what Cubby Report said. Which he hits up right under the nail right there. any words on it, Mason? Well, you already said it sucked, so I think that's it.
Yeah, I ended up losing us the game because I was in the seventh inning. Would have been go ahead shot. Give us a 3-2 lead, but instead,
wow,
we would have go to hell, badass. So cut. We would have had Kimball in the ninth, and That's pretty much an automatic save. But instead, we had to bring in Keegan Thompson. And we got two outs. Give up a fucking walk-off home run to Cody Bell. Not me. But anyway.
I mean, to be fit. I mean, to be fair, he's a rookie, so that's, like, not fair to him, that situation.
Exactly. I don't know why.
Here we go.
What?
Okay, here.
Oh, don't you pull, you know, you got shit on the other rookies, I mean, so.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's just bring up, let's just make fun of Carl's fans real quick. Let's make fun of Carl's fans. Okay. Okay, okay, geniuses.
Dickhead.
Prick.
Homo.
God.
Oh, that's staying in.
Fine. Okay, we got you two to shut up.
Go fuck yourself.
Okay. Okay, so what happened? So let's just talk about the Carl's fans. All the Carl's fans just rated the Cubs win, some guy we know. So, like, should we just read the comments? We don't have to read the comments, but they're all saying excuses. Meanwhile, if there's their team, they'd be effing, they would have burned but down Busch Stadium. Actually, they should.
When did you become a Cardinals hater? Is this just an attempt to fucking get on Mason's dick or something? Or
well, no. If I remember, no, it was during the effing Cardinals series where they were talking trash. It was who was it? It was the homophobe.
Oh, that.
The guy who spent like $12,000 on two accounts and like
the guy
two and like
that came they're on dead this now. Podcast.
No, that's someone else, wasn't it?
Wasn't that the same guy?
No. Why would Mason Cardinals? Bring a homophobe in here?
The Cardinals guy?
No, it wasn't
well,
him.
Tried.
What?
He tried to ratio it, but it didn't work.
The homophobe Cardinals fans is very similar to Padres champion. They're both brain dead.
Well, I'd say Padres champion is like on a whole nother level of anybody.
But he's 13 years old. Like we'd be lenient with him. We'd be nice to him.
No. He's like 5. First of all,
so we're a boy 5 year olds. I would support it, but like just kind of public. Okay, any other stories? Like we made fun of the MLB's reporting, like, not reporting, replay system.
Bullpen.
Yeah, you could go on about that, Carson, because you actually watched the game.
Okay, so I have two games I want to go over in specific.
Actually, let me bring this up real quick. Like, immediately after the game, I just saw a surge of posts saying, "Lol, Phillies bullpen." That was literally all the posts.
Because they were shit-talking Dom Smith because he acted Alvarado, but then he comes
well,
back.
Well, Dom Smith is old. Just,
go ahead. So is Alvarado.
All yeah, right, well, so. Dom Smith is a bitch for other reasons.
Cool. He hit a walk-off, so I don't care.
Anyways. Bitch.
Thanks. Cool. So anyways, he made history. Congrats to him. I'm kind of mad about it, but, you know, the Phillies bullpen gave him
the
he
jinxed the shit out of that situation, Carson. You're saying, go, he doesn't pitch good against the Phillies. Goes six and gives up none.
I mean the Phillies did have more to offer, so.
What are you talking about?
I mean, we can't.
It's what Wheeler said when he's explaining the contract, his decision.
Yeah, well. I mean, he would have signed with the White Sox if his wife wasn't a cunt.
Well, making fun of people's relatives, that's so rude.
So, what? Can I talk about the...
Didn't Jaron harass Marcus Stroman's wife?
I don't blame him. That's one of the things he did right.
Let's make fun of... Okay, after the story, let's just make fun of Jaron after this.
Jesus Christ, let me speak. Go ahead, give us a cool fucking play-by-play of the fucking series.
No, game one, their bullpen blows it and they lose. DeGrom treatment. Game two, I don't know, like just bad.
Why do we keep doing this? Like we all know the Phillies bullpen sucks.
You let Mason give like a play-by-play of the home run thing.
Well, first of all, I was gone for a second, so I didn't even listen to it.
It wasn't even that fucking long.
Oh,
fucking
plus, possible. It doesn't excuse the fact that the MLB umpires are effing AIDS, too. Okay. Y'all talk about the D-backs having class with Daniel Vogelback.
Oh my god.
Okay, let me just do this real quick. Okay, I don't want to go by the play-by-play. Okay, a Brewers hitter. I just forgot the name at this point because I was so mad when it happened. He gets a hit.
Were you watching?
Shallow. Well, no, because I was busy that day because I have summer school. But I saw the
fucking dumbass.
I saw it when Mason said like something like the D-backs are effing Garbo, and Mason knows what I'm talking about. So I saw the replay, but I read the caption first. It says Daniel Vogelback scores at home, meanwhile limping.
You're okay, in classic, you fuck.
Yeah. I guess. Oh no. Okay. Funny. So what happens is?
Dude, come on.
The outfielder throws.
Dickhead.
So the center fielder throws the ball back to Ahmed, it goes to the second baseman, which I think was Ross that day. I forgot. Or as Dragon Ball Cabrera.
Dumbass. I know, fucker. I'm taking one of these.
Okay, no, hold.
Okay, dick. You can't just fucking change it up, you fat little fuck.
Okay.
You put it on September.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Go ahead, Jaime. Just ignore us.
Okay, so Ahmed gets the ball, and Vogelback is literally limping on his way back to home. It's like watching someone with stroke and half their body doesn't work, like walk back home. It's sad. It's like that episode of Family Guy where Peter Griffin gets the stroke.
Jesus Christ, dude.
No, and I think the catcher was like, throw it back home, like throw it back home. Then no, meanwhile,
it was Varsho, Dalton Varsho.
I thought Varsho was playing out. I thought that they moved Varsho to the field outfielder. Whatever.
I thought Kelly fractured, hand shattered.
I thought it was like after the game though, like next week. I can't even remember. I blacked out again. Jesus went to Guantanamo Christ. Bay. So. Dude. Yeah, so what happened was, meanwhile, while all this is happening, Bob Brentley, a.k.a. Do-Rag Man, he's yelling, like, have you guys ever heard, like, senior, like, commentators get mad? Like, is it that often, actually?
It's like as if he was the coach.
Yeah, like, that's literally what it was. I guess they're tanking for, who's the top, like, high schooler right now? It's like, I forgot what his name was. It was like an outfielder. I forgot his name. I guess if they're doing a tank, then they're doing a really good job. But Nick Ahmed can go hang himself. I called him a good defender, and that play just made me just like.
On your knees
okay.
For him, and then.
Weapon, Zayden.
You're on your knees for him.
I mean, he's good at defense, but after that play, he lost that. I guess no one's going to talk.
Anything else? I don't know why we keep talking about our favorite teams. I mean, this is an MLB podcast and our fucking favorite teams. We don't talk about fucking
Well, our favorite teams are in the MLB, so yeah, MLB podcast.
That's all we talk about!
The MLB All-Star jerseys. Who wants to talk about this one right here?
Fucking dogs.
Okay, here's my view of them. So they're bad, but if it's just like before the
they're
game,
they're bad,
fine,
but they're
but
unique.
If they're going to wear them the whole game, then that's just bad. It like ruins tradition.
They're playing Colorado. Why can't they just do the thing where like they make home jerseys for the Rockies and away jerseys for Rockies that just says like National League or like all like American League. Like you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, you haven't seen like I'll send a picture.
How about this? How about you don't fuck up our tradition and just wear the normal road and home jerseys? Like, the NL wears the home jerseys, AL wears the road jerseys. People love seeing their team's road and home jerseys. They don't want to fucking see shitty.
Well, yeah, you can do that too, but MLB is all about breaking
tradition. Soccer jerseys.
But Rob Manfred's all about breaking tradition, so, like, what do you expect? Let me send it to the group chat. Wait, hold on. I messed it up. But, like, okay, Mason, what's your input on these effing terrible jerseys?
Come on. They fucking suck.
I didn't watch your boring podcast, so, like, what do you guys say in that one?
Well, we were talking about how shit they were.
Are you just not going to respond to what he said about your podcast?
I call him an asshole. Bro, what? Tell Rodon to quit fucking jacking off on
the I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What's going on?
I don't know, but the fucking jerseys suck, alright? There's no more time that needs to spend on that.
Okay, look what I said to the group chat. That's what I meant. Like, they used to do things like that. If you guys actually look in the group chat without disconnecting your phone. Didn't they do that in Cleveland, too? With, like, American All-Star, like, during, like, the...
Yeah. No, they...
All right, I'm closing this.
They did that in Washington in 2018.
Yeah. Yeah, so why can't they do that for this year with the Rockies jerseys? But whatever. They're dumb. Wait. Let me say this real quick. People are saying the hats look clean. They're effing garbage. Like, what?
I thought... Apparently the hats are navy blue, which makes it worse. I thought they were black.
Well, how'd the Cubs one look, actually?
I don't think it looks too bad, but I don't understand why. Because it looks like the normal Cubs logo, but I'm looking at all the other ones, and every single team, their logo on the hat is red.
Why is it red? Why is it not purple? Who knows? Or why don't you just use the original colors? Like what they did in Cleveland. But whatever. I'm not a graphic designer, I guess. I'm in the wrong automatically.
Someone made a concept that was 100 times better.
What was the, can you send to the group chat if you can find it? Let's see, 2021 All-Star Game concept. I actually want to look at these. Let's see. And I can't find it, and I'm not too bothered right now. Okay, so next story. Like, what else we got?
Send the fucking invite. Go on.
What? I was saying, like, next story.
Then fucking go.
Like, do you have any stories? No?
No.
Wow. Amazing. Pirates take a dump all over Cardinals. Cardinals hater Mason could talk about this one.
The Cardinals fucking suck.
Yeah, we know this already. Actually, I think it was you that sent this. It was like former Cardinals that, like, have, like, that blossomed, like, with other teams. Who was on that list? It was Voit? It was,
Voit, Arozarena, Adolis Garcia. Well, they even had Zach Gallen.
Yeah, Zach Gallen. Zach Gallen's actually good, but too bad the D-backs are ruining his career. Carson Kelly. Yeah. Wasn't Patrick Wisdom also? Did you already say Patrick Wisdom?
Yeah, Patrick Wisdom was.
AIDS Me Diaz. Him too.
Aled Me Diaz. What?
Then, who's the outfielder? You said
Randall Garcia.
Grichuk was Randall the starter. Grichuk. Then Lance Lynn, Zach Gallen. Alcantara was a former call too. Like, Jesus Christ. Marco Gonzalez. What is this? And Austin Gomber, whatever his name is.
Gomber.
Is Zayden here?
I think he died, to be honest. Okay, let me read this whole team again. Let me read this whole team. This is like a theoretical lineup. Colton Wong, Randy Arozarena, Dolce Garcia, Randall Grichuk, Luke Voigt, Carson Kelly, Diaz, Patrick Wisdom. How good would that team be, Mason, in your opinion?
I'd say it's a mediocre team, but when you're pairing them with everyone else on the Cardinals, that's obviously going to make them a lot better.
Yeah, okay, but let me read the pitching, too. Okay, now like, I'm going to tell you the rotation, starting rotation, like, just, like, tell me your opinion after. Lance Lynn, Zach Gallen, Sandy Alcantara, Marco Gonzalez, and Austin Gomber.
Somber.
Whatever, I don't care.
All right, we done?
No. Well, we're making fun of the Cardinals for, like, having, like, D-backs, like, tendencies.
All right, so that's the end of the podcast.
God damn it. I just saw
Ivy's
thing.
What?
Son of a bitch. Tati's costume.
Took you long enough to see it.
I wasn't looking on my phone, asswipe.
Well, look at your phone next time.
Go to hell next time. Go to hell this time, actually.
Actually, don't say this time. You say right now, idiot.
Yeah, go to hell right now.
Okay, I guess I'll be back, guys. Oh, okay. Last story. Fine. Last story. Y'all want to talk about Soroka?
Oh yeah. So
yeah. So what happened was Soroka was gonna use the bathroom. So what happened was he was gonna use the toilet. So what happened was when he pulled his pants down, he tore his Achilles. So yeah.
Is that actually what?
No, it wasn't. He was literally walking.
That could be fine. A career-ending injury.
Any career is a career-ending injury. So yeah,
any career could be a career-ending injury.
Yeah, any injury could be a career-ending injury. So, yeah. So, but realistically, he was like, I think was it Brave Center told me this. He was like walking back to the clubhouse. His Achilles just tore again.
He probably wasn't fully recovered.
Yeah, so everyone gives hands up to the Braves front office. Y'all not gonna clap? Oh, okay.
Yeah, fuck the Braves.
Yeah, at the front office too. No, like I thought it was like a sprain or something like that. Like no, it's a clean tear. It's like splitting celery.
Guys, I have a question. I have a question. I have a question. This is a good one.
What's is my more Soroka offensive, overrated?
What's more offensive, the tomahawk chop or the way the Braves medical staff handles their players' injuries?
Both. Well, depends how soft you are, actually. So, actually, just how the Braves medical staff actually handled Soroka.
The Braves should just, like, start using steroids because, like, I don't know what's wrong with them. Like, they're just...
Who saw MLB Nerds post about, like, legalizing steroids?
I partially agree with it, but not entirely. Huh? I get what he's saying. He's saying, like, only use them for certain injury recovery, not, like, just all
you haven't seen it. You haven't seen it, Zayden?
No, I don't follow that fat fuck.
Well, I thought you blocked me, but I realized that I blocked him. Let me just like do like a quick recap of it. MLB Zone. He basically said that. Let's see, where is that? It was Nerd. Why put Zone? Zone. MLB Zone's actually cool. I like it. He actually makes decent posts. Yeah. Actually, good posts. Actually,
he's cool.
So he said why MLB should legalize foreign substances, which I agree on. They should. I think we all agree that they should legalize it. But then it's to his point where he said they should legalize steroids.
Well, I get what he's saying, but I don't necessarily agree with it.
Well, actually, let me put the context, Zayden, then maybe it might change their mind.
No.
He said that No, let me explain it. He's saying that they should legalize steroids for, like, certain injuries.
Does he not realize...
Well, like it's a bit that's a huge maybe, because you need professional doctors to check on that. And the literal thing he said, "Oh, I'm not a doctor, guys."
So,
yeah, I mean, grab my doctor, but not like, is he just saying like fucking legalized steroids in general?
No, he said no,
for certain injuries. Yeah.
I mean, if medically cleared, yeah.
I think he said that.
The steroids fucking take years off your life, so.
Yeah. It's the second half of the post. He basically turned to MLB nerd, LB nerd. If everyone remembers that effing horrible post he made about like why to ban the shift, it was literally that all over again. He literally says, I want to highlight Yasmani Grandal in particular. So far, Grandal.
Why the fuck is Mercedes playing second base? Says he's playing second on my screen.
Fuck, who gives a fuck?
Okay. Zayden.
Yeah.
So, MLB Nerd said his post basically became an MLB Nerd Pro post. You know, like that effing horrible page. Let me just read this part out real quick. Grandal? Things. Yeah, that too. Let's just not bring up his post today. Grandal has a .160 batting average with a .400 on base percentage. He has a 25.1 ball BB percentage and a 26% K percentage. That means 51.1% of his play appearances result in either a walk or a strikeout. Does that make the game particularly exciting? Maybe for some people, but not for the vast majority of people. We know where this is going. We know this is where this is going. I think you know where this is going.
Dude, if you don't like the fucking game, then don't watch. Holy shit.
Well, no, it's not
it
even
makes,
that.
Like, the game more, I think it makes it more interesting because not a lot of players do that.
Yeah, that's why everyone's calling it an anomaly season.
I mean, I love watching a good, like, fucking 3-2, fucking foul, draw a walk.
Yeah, then Luis Guillorme in spring training? Like, would he be a good example?
But then he said that we should increase reduce the balls, which I think they should. But he's saying, but his reasoning is so that not just like for more runs, but he said it's so that more casuals can come back to watch the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, more stuff pandering to casuals, of course.
Is MLB Nerds a casual?
Well, no, because he actually used advanced stats, but like his post was kind of pandering to casuals, in my opinion.
MLB Nerds like made fun of DeGrom because he gave up 2 runs, but he still had a good outing. Plus, the Mets won that game anyway, so.
Yeah, what did MLB Nerds, that little rat bastard Yankee fan, have to say about Cole today?
He always, I talked about this last time, like with a Padres champion episode.
He did say something about it on his story.
No, he always has like an excuse for like why like Cole isn't like doing well. Like, have you noticed this, Carson?
Yeah, like DeGrom only gave up 2 runs. That's not bad. Like, for his worst, I'd take that any day. But Cole, he like he just fucking imploded, dude. Like, I don't know what that was. 6 runs and just like.
Yeah, let's just bring that up.
Yeah, guys, we're gonna get fact destroyed by MLB Nerds.
Okay, here. On story, Garrett Cole's fastball's been fine, which is the problem. His fastball was top tier with foreign substance, which caused the ball to drop significantly less going through the zone.
What are you doing?
To the zone.
Get the ball!
Even though the velocity still, it really doesn't matter too much with his drop. I'm sure he can and will adjust. It'll just gonna take some time, especially midseason. To add, I'm confident Garrett Cole is still an elite pitcher, the second best pitcher in baseball. The rough stress is a contact manager, is kind of expected considering the insane adjustment that was made midseason. I mean, if DeGrom can do it, I'm not seeing why Cole can't do it. So yeah, there's more excuses from him.
He's not fucking second best pitcher in baseball. God.
Okay, then I think.
Chris Sale when healthy is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even close.
Okay, last story. I guess the last one we can talk about, Zayden. That effing idiot from the Indians, the second baseman, the one that crashed into Naylor.
Okay, effing, yeah, I got something to say about that.
Effing moron. Hey, guys, well, I'm a second baseman. Let me run to my outfielder.
I mean, you act like it's so easy, but if you were out there, then they're just focused on catching the ball, right?
All he had to do was look forward for a split second.
Dude, they're trying to track the ball. They lose track of it, and they have to get track of it. They should call. This is what you should be bitching about.
That's why I said earlier. I said they should send him back to effing single A if he's not the effing call a fly ball.
Yeah, they should call it. They don't have to look for someone. They should just call it.
Let's see. Let me look for right here.
And now Naylor, that is a fucking terrible video. Holy shit.
Yeah, yes. Like he was looking like Mr. Fantastic for a second.
It's one of those videos where it makes you like want to like bite your tongue because it's so painful to watch, if that makes sense.
Yeah, my god. Tongue,
yeah, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
My dingaloid kind of like went inside out of my body. Like I, that happened to me.
God damn it.
But that's about it. I don't know why they didn't call the ball. I don't know why the second baseman could just look at split second and see if Naylor's running towards him. Okay, it's pretty simple.
They should have called each other off, not looked for each other. I mean, how many times are I gonna say this?
Man, it must take forever to turn your head, Zayden. Well, actually, you would know since
you lose track of the ball and you have to track it again.
Actually, you would know since your neck hurts that they're sucking off Abreu.
What the hell are you talking about? Neck? What? It's nothing to do with neck hurting, you fucking idiot.
Why I say neck hurting? Neck pain. Or, well, actually, jaw pain, too.
I mean, all they should do is call each other off, right? That's what they should do. Fucking look, and then you lose track of the ball.
Wow, you look for split a second. Wow.
Yeah, and then you. Okay, dude, I can't. Like, no, but yeah, you don't. You just don't. You're just a fucking. I mean, I can't call you a nerd because you don't even know fucking advanced stats, really.
Yes, I know FIP. There you go.
I mean, that's better than Padres champion, I guess.
Exactly. Is that it? Anyone else have anything to say? Any Mets jokes?
I have one last thing. All right, so just another text from the source. He said that the trade will be announced tomorrow afternoon.
Your source. Who's your source?
Got it.
It's confidential.
Give us a hint?
Nope. Okay, that's the end of the episode. All right, good.
Guys, I have a source telling me the Mets are going to trade for Jose Berrios. He's going to arrive tomorrow.
Guys, I have a source from Tori Lovello that the Esquire's going to be traded tomorrow. So wait for that tomorrow afternoon.
I also have another source saying that the Sox are in talks to try and make a deal for Trevor Story. So
I have a source that
use a defensive upper.
Well, yeah, they can actually use a player that can play defense.
Well, he'll
actually
play second, so.
Source, I got a new source.
Why wouldn't they put Anderson at second? Defense is more important than shortstop in second.
Because Anderson, I don't know, I think fucking Anderson's above average. He's not even that bad. Just quit acting like it.
Yeah, but Story's miles better.
No shit he is, Story. But I think Story can adjust because he's miles better.
What? Okay. He turned the Padres champion
to second, all right? That's what I said.
Effing idiot.
What?
Effing idiot.
Okay, yeah, you don't know baseball, fine.
How? Even Mason's saying it, too.
I said he could adjust better.
But he's a natural shortstop, though. Like, that's his natural position. Well, yeah, but one can actually field.
Anderson is above average, you idiot.
But Story's a lead fielder, though.
I know. But I feel like if you move fucking Anderson to second, he'll be fucking awful.
Well, he's already awful at fielding, so.
Yeah, you're a fucking retard.
Mason, can you press the brain dead button real quick?
Dude, fucking shut the hell up, Jaime. You said he's terrible at defense. That just proves your fucking lack of credibility.
Get a load of this guy.
Yeah, get a load of this fat cunt. All right, this is the NBA.
Get a load of this society. Do you guys see this in the new MLB patch notes? They still haven't fixed society yet, so I'm kind of upset.
All right, this is the end of the episode. I got one last thing. Fuck Padres champion. All right. Thank you for listening to MVP Baseball Podcast. We have this once a week. We actually fucking... It's such a dick. Thanks for listening.